Across Poland's coal heartlands, this is a familiar sight every day of the year and has been for decades. Power stations working non-stop to keep the country running.
This is the biggest and most carbon-polluting power plant in the whole of Europe. It is the Bełchatów power station, and it accounts for around a fifth, about 20%, of Poland's total energy requirement. And it's fueled by this colossal open-pit mine we can see in front of us here. And it employs nearly 10,000 people.
But everyone across the industry is deeply worried about the future, as the transition to renewables means coal should be phased out entirely by 2049 at the latest. So the question is, what happens to the miners?
I understand changes taking place in the mining industry are necessary, but those changes have to put people first. There must be a just and fair transition securing their existence.
For the government, the green transition is a huge challenge. It admitted to Al Jazeera it's unlikely to hit the 2050 carbon neutral target agreed by the EU.
It might be a few years beyond that. We haven't set that goal specifically in our legislation today. We are currently working on a strategy until 2050, but that hasn't been finalized at the moment.
That stance certainly does not make the forthcoming UN climate negotiations in Glasgow any easier, with their focus on the phasing out of coal. And bad news too, because from a health perspective, the green transition cannot come soon enough. Across Poland, toxic coal smoke billows from millions of chimney tops. And this at a time when the World Health Organization says that air pollution is more dangerous than previously thought, killing an estimated 7 million people a year. In Poland itself, air pollution causes 45,000 premature deaths each year, while the country has some of the most polluted air in Europe. And 36 of Europe's 50 most polluted cities are in the country. But in the once badly polluted city of Krakow, science is hitching a ride into the evening sky. Every time this sightseeing balloon goes up, onboard sensors send air pollution measurements down. In 2019, city authorities banned the burning of fossil fuels within city limits, and the effects have been immediate.
We see a great change in the city. The quality of the air is improving.
The Krakow experience demonstrates the possibilities ahead for Poland. Phase out coal, you slash emissions, and clean up the air at the same time. But getting there is the challenge. Nick Clark, Al Jazeera, Silesia, Poland.